It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Well, good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Sparkle Hammond from First Communities, Christina Inslee from First National Insurance, and Derek Bell from Arrowhead Plumbing. Welcome, everybody.
First National Insurance Group.
Thank you.
Very important.
We're going to start off the Squawk Talk today with Sparkle Hammond from Century Apartment Homes. Thank you. Sparkle, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit about Century Apartment Homes?
Well, first I want to say thank you for inviting me today to talk a little bit more about our brand. I am the director of marketing. Again, my name is Sparkle Hammond. I'm the director of marketing for the Century Apartment Homes brand. We have 36 total apartment homes, several markets, Atlanta being one of our largest markets because we're headquartered here. We have an array of different apartment communities. They all tout our brand. We're very excited and very proud about our brand, and we're excited to be here today.
Great, thank you. Now tell us a little bit about what makes that brand unique when you're talking about first apartment communities. I'm saying that wrong, and I apologize for that.
First Communities. But Century Apartment
Homes.
That's
what's confusing me, because I'm Century Apartment Homes, and I'm used to being First Communities.
That's okay.
I apologize for that. Tell us what makes that brand unique for you all.
Well, we really pride ourselves on being customer-focused. We employ a company named Satisfax that actually reaches out to our future residents and our current residents, and they basically poll them and ask them, and they gauge their customer engagement with us. You know, would you recommend us? Do you plan on staying with us? And, you know, we're really unique because we take that feedback and then apply it to make us better. You know, whether it's good feedback or bad feedback, we take it and really learn from it. Mm-hmm. And we've actually won 2 national awards with Satisfax 2 years in a row. That basically says we're better than our competitors in that customer satisfaction and engagement. And I think that's what makes us different. Mm-hmm. You know, there's tons of competitors, and we have tons of competitors in our market. But we really focus on listening to our resident and finding out what makes them happy, and then we act on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you just mentioned, there are a ton of apartment communities in the Atlanta area.
Yes.
Can you give us some examples of maybe what some of those feedbacks are that people say, this is why I really like living in those Century apartment homes?
Well, you know, we really have a focus for resident retention. And through that, we, you know, really like to give back to our residents because they keep us, they make us who we are. And so, you know, we have functions. I'll give you an example. Century Skyline Apartments, which is one of our newest purchases in Atlanta. It's Midtown, you know, really nice community, amazing rooftop and city views. And we had a sip and strokes night to where we invited residents out to come paint with us. And we painted a skyline of Atlanta, which is kind of fitting for the name of this community. And it was just really good to connect with our residents and get them outside of their apartment and have some fun with them and, you know, just sponsor it and just say, we appreciate you, we appreciate your business, and we're happy that you're a Century resident. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes us different. You know, we really think out of the box and not only look for that new resident, but make sure that we're keeping our current resident happy.
Okay. And now Century is a part of First Communities. That's what was confusing me earlier. I apologize.
Yes.
That talk about that. Is Century a brand within First Communities?
That's exactly right. First Communities was established in 1978. Our president, Rob Johnson, is very popular in the Atlanta market, but also nationally. And he's just an amazing leader, and I'm very blessed to be working with him. But Century Apartments is a brand under First Communities. First Communities manages the communities. We're a third-party management company, and we manage all of the Century brand.
Okay. And tell us, within the Century brand in Atlanta, what areas of Atlanta do you have, certain areas that you that your apartment communities are within, a certain focus area of parts of Atlanta, North Atlanta, Gwinnett?
We're all over. We have communities in Gwinnett. We have communities in Atlanta, Southside, Conyers, Douglasville, Smyrna, Lithia Springs. We're everywhere in Atlanta.
And when somebody's looking for a community, I assume because you're so broad-ranged across Atlanta, you've got maybe pricing for all different types of people that are looking for different things. Maybe some in the high end down in Atlanta and some in the more reasonable end, I want to say low end, but some more reasonable end communities.
Yes, we have a community for every budget. So depending on what you're looking to spend and what's in your budget, you know, we want to make sure that you're happy and that we look for a community that fits your personality and that also fits your budget. Mm-hmm. So we have everything, you know, imaginable. You know, starting rents, you know, can start around, you know, $600, $700, you know, up to our prices at Century Skyline, which is Midtown, which is a lot different. But we can find a community that fits every budget.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody who's maybe used to some other communities that they've gone into apartments, what are some of the processes that they would go through when they were looking for an apartment community? What kind of questions would they need to ask? They say, I'm ready to move to a different apartment community. What kind of good questions would they ask to say, is this going to be the right home for me? Because a lot of times people don't think of apartments as being somebody's home, but they really are.
Yes. Yes, they are. You know, we really take the time to educate our future residents. You know, we want to also make sure that we're the right fit for them, mm-hmm. because if we're not the right fit for them, you know, we would never want to push a future resident into our apartments if it's not the perfect fit. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we want them to live with us and or a sister community. But if it's not a fit, then, you know, we've been known to refer them to another community that might be a fit for them budget-wise, might mm-hmm. be a fit for them lifestyle-wise. Mm-hmm. If we can't offer it, we'll find it within our Century brand or we will refer them to someone else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I were looking for an apartment community, you know, some of the major things that I would ask about is maintenance, you know, how your maintenance team is managed. You know, is it a 24-hour maintenance? You know, what are the emergencies? You know, if I have a plumbing issue, you know, over the weekend, how will that be fixed? You know, I would probably ask about resident functions. You know, what do you do for us? You know, how is it a value add for me to live at your apartment community? Mm-hmm. And so I would definitely ask those questions to the lease consultant.
Okay. Now, you and I have met before, and I could tell that you really love working for First Communities and Century Brand.
Absolutely.
Tell us what it is that you really, really love. Why do you love working for them?
Family. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard the cliche, you know, you want to be family with your coworkers, but it's true at First Communities. More so, I've been in this industry for 13 years, and I've seen very good, you know, management companies, and I've seen awesome ones. And we line up with being just an awesome one chance type opportunity to really have a family. You know, we all love working with each other. You know, Rob Johnston and also Mitch Harrison, who's our COO, they really do have an open door policy. We go to them at any time. You know, they're always welcoming us. And that sets the tone from the corporate office that also pushes down to our communities, mm-hmm. for our residents to be able to feel like they can, you know, come to our manager at any time and talk.
Mm-hmm. And I know First Communities also is actively involved in doing some giving back to the community. They're actively involved in some food drives and some things. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of the things that First Communities and Century Homes is involved in those regards?
Yes. Well, our president, Rob Johnston, he just loves the Atlanta Apartment Association. He has been a president there before. Our current COO, Mitch Harrison, is the current Atlanta Apartment Association president. So we love working and giving back to that association as well as the Atlanta Community Food Bank. And, you know, every year for as long as I've been with First Communities, which is 5 years, we've won the award for donating the most cash every year. there's a big kickoff and foodathon. And last year we also won with a donation of $275,000 to the Atlanta Community Food Bank, which feeds a lot of people. And we just feel like, you know, we are in the community and we started here. Our roots are here. And our president really loves to give back to the community. And that's one way that we give back.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about thinking ahead for First Communities and Century Apartments. Tell us what the future might hold for them.
Well, we are here to stay. We aren't going anywhere. We plan on, you know, continuing our growth. You know, we have right now 36, as I stated before, and we're looking for communities right now. So our footprint will grow, and hopefully in new markets, so we can explore other markets throughout the United States. But, you know, that's our plan, is to grow, stay strong. The brand isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. First Communities is here to stay, and we just plan on growing on both ends.
Okay. And you, as the director of marketing, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do in terms of being able to promote the First Communities and Century brand to Atlanta.
Well, we're heavy on social media, would be the first thing. We talk about our brand a lot. You know, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. We also have a blog. And we really try to engage our residents. Like today, we featured a trivia question for our residents, and we like giving back to our residents that way too. And we talk about, you know, not only the brand so much, but just what adds value to our residents, whether that be a prize, a contest. You know, we share coupons, we share ideas, we share, you know, recipes, we share decorating tips. And so we just really like to grow the brand organically. It's not so much about talking about our apartments every day. You won't see much of that on our Facebook page, but you'll see more of a value add to our residents on our Facebook page and social media.
Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing there is that you're really building community.
Yes.
And built with not only just it within the walls, but within the social media and everything, you're really working very hard to build community within your residents.
Absolutely. We want our residents to be proud of their decision and proud of the brand as well. And so we have a responsibility to not only, you know, talk about the brand will grow. That will happen organically. But we have a responsibility to them to make sure that we're adding value in everything that we do.
Sure. Well, and because four walls are four walls, but if you love where you live because of all these other things, it really makes a difference for that resident retention you talked about earlier.
Yeah. Our residents a lot of times become the ambassadors for us. You know, at some communities, they're one of the best marketing sources we have, you know, and that means we can spend less on traditional advertising spend when our residents are going out and getting more residents for us.
Okay, very good. Now, Sparkle, somebody's been listening today and they would like a little bit more information on how to find out some about one of those 36 communities that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. How would they go about getting some more information?
The best place would be to start at our website is www.century-apartments.com. You can link to our Facebook from there, also our blog, and that's the best way to go and just click on the communities tab, find out where we are, and also like us on Facebook.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Sparkle, for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Christina Inslee from First National Insurance Group. Welcome on the show, Christina.
Thank you. First National Insurance Company is a part of Safeco, and we get all of their phone calls. They have no internet presence.
No internet presence at all. No. Okay. Well, start us off talking about what is First National Insurance Group and some of the things that you do there.
We're a local independent insurance agency. We represent a multitude of carriers, everyone from Travelers, Auto Owners, Hartford, Zurich, Philadelphia, Donegal. I know I'm leaving out some of the others, Hanover, MetLife. We've just brought on a few more carriers. And we work with individuals on their home and cars and personal assets, as well as working with business owners on everything to do with business insurance, general liability, workers' comp, E&O insurance, cargo insurance for trucking. Spend a lot of time on that.
So if it can be insured, pretty much you can handle it.
Correct.
And you're not a captive agent in the market?
Correct. We are not employed by any insurance carrier, so we go out and look into what the best products and prices are and options. And sometimes, you know, advise you on stay where you're at, you have a good product, or, okay, and help give you real advice for your situation.
Okay. And so what would you say would help make you different from some the average insurance agent out there? Everybody knows an insurance agent. Everybody I know knows an insurance agent. So what makes First National Insurance Group a little different?
There's a lot of things that make us different. All of the agents in the office are going through training, marketing training. Right now, a couple of the agents are going through certified insurance counselor classes to finish up designations, just to further their knowledge in the industry. We're also endorsed by Dave Ramsey as a local provider, which we had to go through some pretty stringent requirements even to get accepted into that program. But we're very proud of that endorsement because, you know, one of the big things about being endorsed by Dave Ramsey is he promotes you as being having the heart of a teacher, educating your customers on what they're buying and the products and what they should have, not necessarily telling them what they want to hear, but actually explaining the products that you did sell them so that they truly understand what they bought.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you do personal insurance lines, I'm sure, cars and boats and mm-hmm. toys and homes, but you also do business insurance.
That is my job focus in the agency.
Job focus is business and commercial. So talk to us. Are you doing mom and pop businesses or larger businesses, or what's the range of commercial that you're working
on? Let's see. I actually have today, this morning before I came in, was working on everything from issuing insurance for a political campaign office, not the party I'm happy about, but anyway, and also I was working on a local restaurant, and then I was working on a very large trucking company with about 37 trucks before I came in.
Okay, so pretty much the wide gamut of
that's sort of what my morning looked like. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what were some of the common mistakes that a business owner makes when they're looking at their insurance policies.
The number one I see time and time again, most business owners do not take the time to actually know what made their premium what it was. They don't know if their policy, what affected the rates, whether it was gross sales, their payroll, their square footage, and they don't know that their policy is going to be audited. Most insurance policies, general liability-wise, will be audited, except for the very vanilla, low-risk, the retail store, the mom-and-pop, or the insurance agency. We're low risk. But most policies are going to be audited, and business owners repeatedly get caught at audit time unprepared and have these large bills, and the insurance company says, here's your bill, have fun, 60 days, please pay. Mm-hmm. And on workers' comp especially, it will be audited every year, and with workers' comp, if you can't pay your audit bill, it's very hard. Most carriers are not going to offer you insurance, so it can put you out of business not paying your audit bills. I actually am dealing with somebody right now who's dealing with, on two separate companies, very large audit bills.
And what can somebody do to help prepare a little better for that?
Step one is knowing what drives your premium, whether it's your payroll or whether it's your gross sales, and planning for it, working with your agent to you know, you should talk to your insurance agent more than once a year. If you're growing, you need to let your insurance agent know to prepare for it. Two, keeping, especially in the construction industry, keeping good track of all the certificates of insurance on all these subcontractors. Nobody gets paid until they've proved that they have insurance. And then not only that, but when you get the certificate in, very rarely is that subcontractor going to have the same insurance date or time period that you have. And so you have to make a point of going, okay, hey, his expires on this date, put a note in Outlook to check it again then, because your audit, if he was only insured half of your audit period, then you end up paying on your audit for half of the money you paid him.
Mm-hmm.
So that catches people all the time.
Okay. And what about businesses who maybe have like a fleet of trucks and things? So is there any issues that people generally run into in dealing with insuring their fleet of vehicles?
A great example. I had a guy come in 2 weeks ago, and when we were looking through the seven trucks he owned, one was in his personal name, two were owned by him personally and the corporation, which that one had me scratching my head, and then three were owned by the corporation, and then he had two he didn't even own at all that were titled in someone else's name, but the business policy was only in the corporation name, and that's a recipe for disaster. So, you know, we had to sit down and have a very long talk about getting one him added as additional insured listing, who the real owners were. Explaining to him about his spouse was driving one of them and that she was not covered because the corporation was the owner, and that She was not, and spouses and children can't just go drive on a corporate policy unless they're declared. So there's a lot of issues there that you need to work through your insurance agent with.
Okay. And so that's, again, as you said earlier, the reason why you'd want to not just talk to somebody once a year, because things change.
Things change. I found out somebody got married the other day, and I'm like, when were you going to tell me? He's like, I'm telling you now. When did you get married? A year and a half ago. That was sort of important to know.
As life happens, we need to make sure that those
talk to your insurance agent.
What kind of things? Obviously, we know things in our personal life. You get married, you have kids, all those kind of things need to change.
Add employees, drop employees,
all those kind of things that need to happen with the business insurance. Tell us a little bit about. We hear sometimes people talk about umbrella policies. How important is that for a business?
It's extremely important, and even sometimes I deal a lot with guys who maybe their business doesn't have a ton of assets, but they are driving or working for a much larger entity that does have assets. Great example, I deal with guys driving box trucks all the time that are wrapped with the logo of a much bigger entity. And if there's a car accident, somebody's going to sue for a much larger amount because they're going after the logo on the truck, not the guy that actually owns the truck. And so, they need to have much larger coverage to protect them because people are assuming there's big pocketbooks behind there.
Mm-hmm, 'cause there's a big logo.
There's a nice big logo on there. And I mean, more and more of the big dogs out there in the world are using independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our government doesn't reward you for having employees. They charge you payroll taxes and higher insurance rates. And now you're going to have group health.
Right. All the changes that are coming.
Right.
Now, speaking of that, do you offer those kind of insurance, health insurance and things along those lines for businesses as well?
We do have people within my office that do that. That is definitely not my specialty. I actually have one guy who has to go to the seminars every week to keep up with the Obamacare changes. Because it is literally a week by week. What the heck did they write this week? Just last week they changed it to where the exchanges were going to be the people selling through the exchanges are now going to be insurance agents and not licensed not navigators, which is what it was just 3 weeks ago. And so now every insurance agent scrambling going, now I have to learn how to write through an exchange? Great. So
I can see why you don't want to be involved in all those day-to-day Congress-led changes for
right.
us.
Right. So, yes, we have one guy in the office that keeps up with the week-by-week changes on health insurance.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about somebody who's operating under, say, diverse businesses under one entity. How can that? Why would that be a problem? Describe just a little bit maybe what that but I'm sure you have an example.
I have an example. A couple months ago, I had a guy called. He owned a tattoo shop, a packaging company, and a trucking company, and he was operating everything as a sole proprietorship. And that was just a recipe for disaster, besides the fact that no insurance company in their right mind would insure all three under one policy. They're just three completely different entities, and that was a mess. But I had another one last week that did the same thing. When I looked at his website, he had everything imaginable on there, from sitting with grandma to moving your home and working on your car. Mm-hmm. and none of those are related, and I can't make it all work on one insurance policy.
Right. So if somebody, say you're working with somebody in a trade industry, and they're working with doing service to other commercial businesses, for mm-hmm. example, what kind of questions do they need to make sure that they're getting the right policies? What kind of questions would they be asking to make sure that they're getting the right coverage as they're going onto other people's property?
When you're hiring a guy to work for you as a subcontractor, you need to get their certificate of insurance. But the average guy, the average plumber, HVAC guy out there, he's not, he's a plumber. He doesn't know what he's looking at. So he needs, if he doesn't understand, know what's on the certificate, he needs to let his insurance agent look at it. I have one poor customer that, took in a couple certificates of insurance from subcontractors. One was completely fraudulent. And I knew the second I looked at it. And then two of them said NCCI on there, which is not an insurance company. That's the Workers' Comp Administrator in the state of Georgia. And neither one of those certificates got accepted on his audit, but he didn't know what he was looking at. And had he just made a point of sending those certificates into the insurance company or to his agent and just skimming them or saying, hey, can you give me 30 minutes of training on these insurance certificates? he would have had a whole lot less headaches on a $28,000 audit.
Yes. Well, I would think because we live in such a litigious society, you and the business side of insurance keep very busy on a regular basis.
Yeah, yes. And we see all the crazy claims right now, and while the economy is down, claims are up.
Claims are up. So if somebody is listening, obviously if they have the personal questions or health insurance questions, you could refer them to somebody in your office, but business questions would come to you.
Absolutely.
How would they go about getting some more information on how to reach you?
They can reach me. Our website is www.fnins.net. They can reach me at 770-513-2264, or they can always shoot me an email at kinsley@fnins.net. Kinsley at FNINS.net. Can you tell I do that a lot?
Yeah, I think you spell that every day. Thank you, Christina, from First National Insurance Group for being on the show with us today. Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Derek Bell from Arrowhead Plumbing. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here today. Derek, start us off telling us a little bit about Arrowhead Plumbing and what all the services, types of things that you can provide.
Well, Arrowhead Plumbing has been around since 2005. We are a home-owned plumbing company that provides all the services as your big, larger companies, anything from cammering sewer lines to slab leak detection, from jetting sewer lines, from remodels, commercial, residential work. All the guys working for me are required to have their license. It's just not Uncle Joe in the back of a pickup truck that I just hired. So that is very important to me because I went back to school at 40 years old to pursue my plumbing career, which is the second career for me.
And tell us, as I understand, you are a master plumber. Tell us what that means to be a master plumber.
Well, the difference between a journeyman and master plumber is that a master plumber can conduct the business of a plumbing company. A journeyman works for a master plumber, and he is inspiring, if he chooses to do so, additional years of schooling to become a master plumber, which takes approximately 4 to 6 years to get your master plumber license.
Okay, and you can handle everything. You're not just installing toilets. You can handle all kinds of big jobs, things all the way up to the sewer and to the street. Tell us a little bit more about the types of things that you do.
Well, we do things, anything from, we don't do a lot of new construction. We do remodels. New construction is not our forte. We do remodels and service work. Some of the companies we do work for is Dave & Buster's, Edie's Ice Cream, Georgia Pacific. Those are some of the companies that we do work for. And what we do in those buildings, if a gas line needs to be changed out because of the years it's been installed and it needs to be reworked, we'll come back and change the lines out, always in compliance with the Georgia State Code. That is very important. And then when it comes down to sewer lines, a lot of the work that we do is detecting where the root invasion of the pipe is, because over a period of time when we're trying to beautify yards, we don't keep in mind where the sewer lines and water lines are. We're just aesthetically looking to see to make a curb appeal for our homes itself. And we place a plant or a bush, and over 5 or 6 years it grows into the sewer line. Now you don't want to see the plumber. Well, the plumber wants to see you because now he has the opportunity to possibly take care of your work for you as ethical as possible.
Okay. Now tell us, I'm sure you've seen a lot of plumbing disasters in people's homes, but what are some of the things that people can do as some plumbing preventative maintenance, if you will?
Well, that's a great question, Kate. Some of the things you can do during the summertime is walk around your house, and near your air conditioning units, you'll see a condensation line coming from your HVAC unit. You'll also see additional pipe on the side of it that may be copper or PVC or PEX. Usually a CPVC or PEX pipe that may be dripping water. If you have running water out of that pipe, it may be coming from your water heater, TMP valve. There's Allstate commercials talking about if a PRV blows up. It's not really a PRV. It's the temperature pressure valve, which is on your water heater, which safeguards it from blowing up. Well, if water is running out from that, that means that the pressure in your house is too high. And some of the safeguard methods you can use is, one, go to your local Home Depot and grab a pressure gauge, put it on the hose bib on the back of your house and see if your pressure reads over 100 PSI or 80. The regulating pressure in your home should be anywhere from 55 to 65 to up to 80 PSI, depending on the size of your home. But if you hit 80 PSI, it's definitely time to have that pressure regulating valve change. It is not an option. It's not something you can wait 3 months later. It affects every part of your plumbing in your home. So if you want to have a consistent high water bill, neglect your PRV.
Okay. And tell us, when disaster does strike, what are some of the things that people need to be, say something happens in the water heater, or there's a pipe that's busted in their home, or in one of the apartment communities, for example, what's one of the first things that somebody needs to do to before they maybe even call you? What is the one of the first things that are a common mistake maybe that they make?
Well, when you buy a house, a lot of people are not aware that there are different shutoff valves in your home, maybe men or women. And what you want to do is make sure you're familiar where the curb shutoff is at your home, where your meter box is. The second one is not, instead of you running all the way out to the meter box, know where your main water valve is coming into your home, to know where to shut that off. That will shut off the house water in your home and avoid any additional damage to be done in your home. The other thing is that with those valves, it is so important to know, for the simple fact, if there's an emergency issue, one, you always want to put in a safe place, especially these things happen when the wives are home by themselves and the husbands are away on business. And I have a wife call me and she'll say, Derek, I don't know where to go. I'm panicking. I have a drip. I have water coming into my basement from my ceiling. What do I do? Well, if you educate everyone and take time out to show them where this is, it makes it a whole lot easier process. Also, know where to gather your information for your insurance carrier in case you have to make a phone call to them. Because the first thing they're going to do is ask, have you called a professional, not a handyman, because not knocking handyman. I have some great friends that are handymen, but they're not a licensed plumber. They're not a licensed HVAC guy. They're going to be looking for someone that carries a license to resolve their issue.
And don't wait more than 14 days. You want to call immediately.
Yes.
You have no coverage after 14 days of water standing.
Excellent point.
So you want to resolve your issues as quickly as possible. For some reason, people think that when you see mold or water in their home, that it is going to evaporate and go away. If you see it, it's not going to cost you anything to call a plumber like Arrowhead Plumbing to resolve your issues. We give free estimates to come and just take a look and see what's going on. Of course, if we have to cut into the walls and make diagnostic decisions, of course, we have to charge you for it. But our service, our first trip charge to make the assessment, we usually waive and give you a total price for the work that needs to be performed.
Okay. That was actually going to be part of my next question, is if somebody's not sure and they need someone to come and take a look at, you come out and give them a free estimate and talk and work through that process with them. Derek, tell us a little bit about what your service area is. How far do you cover out through Atlanta?
Well, we have a lot of referrals from different customers, and we don't like to turn anyone away. Of course, we are in the Gwinnett County area, so we give about a 30-mile radius all around Gwinnett County. Of course, if it's a apartment home facility, of course, we service that entire company. So if they happen to have some businesses or other homes in Riverdale, we'll go to Riverdale. If it happens to have places in, let's say, we don't like going there, Macon, we'll have to travel to Macon. But that's all based on the volume of the work
that
we're doing.
Because you're
that.
Handling a whole portfolio
exactly.
As opposed to a single. But you're not necessarily going down to Valdosta for a single family home.
No, not at all. No.
Okay, and your licensing, just so our listeners that are hearing it will understand, you're a licensed through the state, is that correct?
I'm a licensed master plumber for the state of Georgia. All the guys that work for me are licensed journeyman plumbers for the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about Derek. I know there's a lot of people don't understand plumbers, and they think, oh, it's just some guy in a wrench. Tell us what it is that you really love about what you do, Derek.
I love just the fact that it gives me opportunity to meet diverse customer base that we have, being able to serve the public, educating. We educate our customers, which is very important. I make sure personally I call back my customers and find out how the actual plumber did in their home. Were they pleased with the service? Would they recommend this to a friend? That is very important to me. Also, anyone working at Arrowhead Plumbing may be a journeyman. If it is not done in compliance with the Georgia State Code, they don't get paid for the job, period. It's not an option. It's not open for discussion. It's just not something that we say, well, Derek, the closest supply house was 10 miles away. Well, I mean, you had options. You could have put the part on your truck before you got there or drive 10 miles and get that customer taken care of. There's no other options but to do it right. And our motto says, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Excellent. Excellent. And tell us a little bit about if somebody is hearing this and they think, you know what, it's not just Joe and a wrench, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about Derek and his get maybe some estimate. Maybe they got have had some plumbing issues, or maybe their husband thought they fixed something but they didn't. People think they can do a lot of things handy around the house, but a lot of times I have found that service professionals that I run into come in and fix a lot of things that people have tried to do it themselves. How would they go about finding a little more information about you, Derek?
Well, Kate, thank you. They can call Arrowhead Plumbing at 678-226-2959. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on Angie's List if they are part of the subscribers of Angie's List, as well as kudzu.com. Or they can go to our website at arrowheadplumbing.com and pull us up from there, and we'll respond back within 30 minutes from the time they leave a posting.
Great. Thank you, Derek, for being on the show today.
Thanks, Kate.
You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to my guests for being on the show, Derek Bell from Arrowhead Plumbing, Christina Inslee, First National Insurance Group, Sparkle Hammond for First Community Century Apartment Homes. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcast, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.